You can make the case that in an era of political cynicism, few people of either party inspired the sort of fascination as Fort Worth Democrat Wendy Davis did in a spectacular moment on the floor of the Texas Senate back in, what was it, 2013? It seemed to come out of nowhere, too. A woman in Nikes holding her ground in outrage over limits to reproductive freedom. The romanticized view was Texas's own woman of La Mancha tilting against the prevailing political winds. Some conservatives cast her as abortion Barbie. Seemingly overnight, though, Wendy Davis became the de facto face of Democratic Texas, the loyal opposition on the rise. After a run for the state's top office and a crushing loss to Republican Greg Abbott, Wendy Davis, for all intents and purposes, appeared to, well, disappear from the political stage. Well, she's back, at the helm of what's being described by some as a national initiative on gender equality, and she's with us right now on the Texas Standard. Thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes out to speak with us.
Absolutely, David. My pleasure.
Wendy Davis, are you founding a new organization? Is this are these reports true?
Well, I'm working on a new initiative right now. I want to take the opportunity to help advance the conversation and to hopefully inspire more women to get involved by voting and by donating for candidates who support issues that are important to women everywhere.
Now, when you talk about supporting, are you talking about perhaps money? I mean, like a PAC of some sort? Or are you talking about something that would take a more sort of a public stand on issues?
Really just an opportunity to help drive a movement, to help remind women that we owe an obligation each to the other to advance politicians and causes that are interested in helping advance empowerment for women everywhere. And I think it's important for us to put aside partisan differences, to set aside our age differences, our racial differences, and understand that as women, we owe an obligation each to the other, and that together we can very powerfully drive an agenda that will advance the interests of women throughout this country.
Well, you think about some of those issues, equal pay, reproductive rights, health care. If you're going to wage a campaign on the grounds of equality, where do you begin?
You begin by educating people. I think one of the things that was so powerful about that filibuster didn't have anything to do with me. It was about the very human stories that were told on the Senate floor that day. It was about the thousands of people who came to the Capitol because they'd had their own experiences or loved someone who had had an experience, or the thousands of people who were watching online. Everyone brings a personal story to the table when it comes to reproductive rights. And I think that people were motivated to tune in that day because it tapped into something, a shared human experience. We need to do more of that. We need to help humanize the issues of women who are having to work 2-3 low-wage jobs and still living below the poverty line while trying to raise children. Women who are working alongside equally qualified men and being paid less for what they do. Women who don't have access to quality health care for family planning, which provides them the opportunity to help define their own destinies. Women who don't have access to adequate education so that they can lift themselves up and out of poverty, as I once had the opportunity to do. We know that these stories exist, but I think too often we think about them as statistics, and we don't see the very real people who are behind these issues. And I hope to help shed a light on those very real human stories.
Wendy Davis, some of those issues that you raise, it sounds a lot like the candidate that I remember from just a few months ago. And in fact, I'm sure you're aware, many supporters see this as a sort of second chapter for you, an opportunity to return to the arena in a highly visible way. Are they wrong?
It's always been my passion to help people. It's why I got involved in public service to begin with. And I believe that we don't have to hold public office in order to continue to work on the things that matter deeply to us. I came from a background that has motivated me to work on the issues that I work on. I am a woman who once lived in poverty, who was raised by a single mother who lived in poverty. And I can tell a story today about all of the ladders I was able to climb that no longer exist for young women. It's a passion for me to make sure that women everywhere have the same opportunities that I once had.
Well, let me ask a slightly different question. It's very likely that a woman will top the Democratic ticket for the White House in 2016. If you were asked to be a part of Hillary Clinton's team, perhaps offered a spot in her administration, would you do it?
Gosh, that's a big hypothetical. We'll have to wait to see if that day arrives.
It doesn't sound like you're closing the door, however.
Probably not.
Your name appeared in the news this week, and I have to ask about this. The Texas Ethics Commission announcing you've been fined $5,000 for failing to properly disclose business relationships with two lobbyists back in 2010 and 11. I know you don't like the decision. You released a statement. But as a technical matter, do you think they got this right, or is this part of more politics, do you think?
You know, I think it's not a decision that was a good decision. Of course, communicated that in the letter that I wrote to the Ethics Commission. I was very transparent about where all of my financial support was coming from, which is the purpose of a personal financial statement. As soon as I learned that my law partner had indeed filed as a lobbyist a year prior, I corrected my financial statement to indicate that. I don't think it was worthy of the fine that was assessed, but as I said in my statement last week, I accept the decision of the Ethics Commission, and, you know, we're moving on.
One of the first steps forward, Wendy Davis officially puts her support behind the One campaign and its message that poverty is sexist. Davis will be joined by other Texas advocates today at Midway Park in the Texas Capital City.